I feel kind of sick from having a lot of movie popcorn, actually.
What's that?
I had a lot of movie popcorn. I feel kind of sick even the next day a little bit. Well, I ate like lunch and then it was a horrible time getting there in a dark rain, but we had a really good time at the movie. But yeah, I feel kind of sick now. And Harrison, I
Yeah, I
think, was
just got off the phone with him.
oh. I said to him, "You sound sick," and he was
Yeah,
denying.
he sounds bad.
He was denying it for 3 weeks, and now he's like, "Yeah, I'm really sick."
He sounds bad.
He's told me he's really sick.
He said he's going to take a PCR before he comes. Do you think he thinks he has COVID?
He goes out every night. I don't think he ever didn't have like walking parts of COVID, like the kind
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
like continuation, even if it stops.
He does sound really congested, like bad.
Like long haul.
Yeah, like a long hauler.
Long haul.
Well, then he should do the PCR because it's not as. I read that the screening ones are not as reliable, that it's the PCR that really tells you if you have it or not. That
And
these mini ones, like the nasal swabs, that don't. The more expensive costs them,
yeah.
they're not that reliable like
Right. And then we're going to the movie, and I said, "You're cutting it close. You want to take a 4:10 ferry, but your movie starts at 4." We went in different theaters for 3D and that. But I said, "Your movie starts at 4, and you want to take a 4:10. So we're not going to be there till 4:40." He says, "I got it covered. Don't worry." I'm like, sometimes they randomly like see me or something, and they drive the boat really slow, and they go slow motion. Maybe the guy has a bad day. He says, "I don't see that happening. Trust me, we got this." And then lo and behold, the boat did go insanely, freakishly slow, and it was basically going in like slow-mo type motion. That he was kind of late to the movie, so we start basically running, and I didn't even have to run though, but it was for him because mine was later. But we start running off the boat to the theater, and it was kind of dangerous, honestly. But we're running, and as we start running off the boat, some angry tall street person who I think either got off the boat or was in the homeless shelter that's right next to the boat dock. But he yells, he says, "Yeah, keep running, you're scared, faggots." He was trying to fight us, and he saw me on my phone, like distracted. He was trying to rob us and fight us. A big tall guy. He said, "You fucking scared, run, faggots." And I was too much in shock and just shaken to even be angry or upset or just confused. But I said to Harrison, "Where did he come from?" Harrison says, I'm like, "Is he from the boat?" He says, "I don't see where else he could be." And then I said, "But what did he say?" Harrison says, "I didn't catch that." And Harrison pretended like he didn't say anything, which he tends to do. And then we were running and we escaped that guy, but then Harrison almost got hit by a car rushing out of the parking garage. Harrison says, "Whoa!" And then literally the car almost plowed him over, but they stopped a foot from him, speeding out, because we were running through streets and never what you're supposed to do. And we almost, he really, but he could have died. God forbid that I say, "You should really look when you go by the parking garage." He says, "I was looking." And I'm like, "That's why you screamed, whoa," and almost got hit as a guy jerked to stop. And then we got inside, and the movie was fine. And then he forces me to meet him at a bar afterwards across the street. And then some girls overhear us talking, and they say, "I heard you talking about Survivor." Like, some pretty charming, like, attractive city Murray Hill girls. Like, they look like they were nurses or something, but like our ages. And they said, maybe a little younger, but this girl was talkative and like friendly, like nice and attractive. She says, "Were you talking about Survivor?" So I don't know. That was him. And Harrison says, "No, that was something else." And she says, "Oh, I guess it was." And she was talking to us for like 5 minutes, really him. But he basically said, "No." And he basically like shoved her away. And then like she talked again to us as she was walking out. But he's like, "Oh, no." And then I said to basically those girls, I'm like, I guess it wasn't meant to be. I'm sorry. Because like, he basically like, shut them the hell off. And there was no one else in the bar but really a few creepy old men and then them and us. And then I said to Harrison, oh, damn, it's a shame you didn't watch Survivor. Maybe it could have been. He says, I'm not worried. I'm like, I bet you're not. You basically rushed them to get away from us.
I don't know why he did that.
He's pretty gross. She walked up, and it's happened a few times, Kyle. I will say other times, like, when that's happened, he has tried a little more, but this time was like maybe he was tired from the movie, or he was excited to be going out all night, but he basically shoved them away.
Now, why did you go into separate theaters?
I saw the 3D, which I loved.
You saw what?
The 3D, but we literally almost got... When the guy wasn't trying to chop our heads off, we almost got hit by a car. And now, like, it was, like, coming out so... He wasn't looking. And then he says, I was looking, trust. It was, like, basically the thing with Joe. Only, like, even more rainy, dark, and dangerous.
Yeah.
But he didn't get hit. But... Too... I'm sorry to tell you this. Yeah, but it was, like, a half foot away. And, like...
Yeah, I thought he sounded really sick.
He sounded very sick. And then... And Sajib is a wonderful friend to him, though. Sajib gave him his PlayStation, about $500 to $1,000 worth of gaming equipment, because he got a newer one, and the other one had a Spider-Man game. And he says, I know you love Spider-Man, so I'm giving you this gift. And I said, wow, Harrison, that's a really nice thing. He says, it's amazing. And then I said, I guess he's trying to make it up to you for when you and Justin tried to manage him and he went with other management or something that time. And Harrison says, I don't get why you have to bring that up. That has nothing to do with anything. I don't want you to ever talk about that again. He's touchy a little with things. But like, if he doesn't open his eyes, he could get hit by a car. So like, sometimes like... You need to be aware of, like, and you can't just deny, but...
Listen, I want to ask you something.
What?
Honey is, was very disgusting when I don't know what's called.
What? When? When?
When?
When?
Yeah, when? To the call.
Wait, today or the other night?
No, the other day. What was going on with that?
No, you don't understand that she perpetually thinks... I think one time I did, unfortunately, though, I joke that, like, I tapped her line or something. So ever since, anytime someone gets disconnected or doesn't pick up, she assumes it's me playing with her phone and thinks that I can tap her line.
You should not have done that. That was really wrong. Because she doesn't comprehend and then thinks...
I was really just making, like, such a light, like, silly, goofy... And I told her, obviously, immediately... A second after that, I was kidding. But I don't know if she...
Very careful with her. It's not a joke anymore.
It's not.
She's not in on the joke. You understand? It's not like you did it and she laughed.
But like sometimes, that. Like, she does make jokes of her own and even likes to joke back and do things.
This is a case where I wouldn't do it. She's very threatened. In fact, I'm going to call her now. I'm actually in the call with Joe.
Oh, you're going to see her.
No, I'm not going to see her.
Oh, I spoke to her today, and she could swear you were seeing her tonight.
She thinks we're seeing her tonight?
She was asking. She kept thinking, and she thought you were on the phone with me. What?
We weren't going to do. I was busy all day yesterday, and to tell you the truth, it's a nice day. She probably would have liked to have gone out, but we committed, you know, but don't say anything, you know. So, we're actually just stopping by.
Oh, a nursing home?
No, I did that the other day, and it was great. That was great.
Oh.
And I want to bring her over. I mean, I would have done it today, but...
I guess it really isn't. If you really have to look at nursing homes and things, like, it's no joking matter in any way. She did used to have a sense of humor, and I would actually see it. Like, I used to sing to her more. And she would... I think lately more so. So you're right, though. Absolutely. I shouldn't have done... Wait, but what are you doing today for her?
We're just stopping by. We never... We don't go into the party, but...
Oh.
We had our Christmas
Oh. Oh, yeah, you said you were doing that.
Stop on today. And that's one stop on. So we're going to perform. And, you know, not stay long.
What are you saying now? You're going to the party. What else? Are you even saying anything after saying you're going to the party? It sounds like there's a part two.
But no, I didn't tell her.
What? Oh, not, you didn't tell Nani?
No, no.
So you're not seeing her at all today?
I'm not seeing her.
Okay. Well, if she calls me back or something, I'll let her know.
Okay. And I told her.
You what? Oh, I don't think you have good service, but.
I had my hair
colored
and cut.
Oh, nice.
And just, I stayed in last night. And
well, you were tired. You had a big,
huge. Oh, my God. Yeah. Really long day. You know,
it's horrible, those types of days. It's nice to get the things for yourself and to feel accomplished that you got it serviced or, like, you. It is an animal to tackle, but at the end, you just feel like utter crap. Like, it's. Doing, like, a thing for the phone, like, a serious type of setup is, like, 5 bad clothing shopping days in one.
If you're making me worry that she thinks I'm going
huh? over. Well, then just call her and say no.
We asked her to go to dinner Friday.
Oh, and she said
didn't
no.
Want
to
go.
Well, she did think that you were either going to call her at least or see her, so just call her and say you can't go today or something. I don't know.
It's very possible she said that. It is very possible she said that.
What are you talking? I just told you. I spoke to her.
I don't know. Maybe she sees the nice day and figures why I'm not calling her. But I want to tell her, you know.
So do you want me to call her and let her know that, like, you're busy?
No,
don't
even get involved.
I don't even know what you're getting at with me. Like, there's...
Yeah. Alright. Well, we'll see.
Alright. Watch the Beatles. I know you can't even think about it.
I didn't watch anything unless I was paying bills. I was actually paying all of her bills.
I'm sure.
And my bills, and my work bills, and I went to bed. I was exhausted. I didn't even watch TV. I was very tired.
So tired.
So, I still have to get a few gifts. And I may do that afterwards, to just get a couple of gifts on the way back.
Oh, okay. Good.
So, not
going
to really have time to go there.
No.
I'm going to see her during the week, though.
Yeah, you do see her a lot.
I'm going to take her over to see the place. Oh. So
wow.
We'll see. Hopefully it'll work out.
I can't believe it.
Oh. I really like it, though.
Really? Where is it?
To really like the Spider-Man.
Oh, I thought you said you really liked the nursing home. No, the Spider-Man was really good. They went all out with it.
Yeah, yeah. No, wait, by the way, it's not a nursing home I'm looking at.
Oh, assisted living?
It's an independent living apartment for older people, and it's beautiful, clean. It's not like
nice. A home. Oh, really?
Yeah.
How is it different?
Nobody's in
it. Doesn't have disgusting stained rugs and weird smell.
It's more like a luxury apartment.
Oh, then yeah. That's what people who, like, are financially secure, but all, like, it was so sad how, like, Grandma Lynn was always suffering there, and, like, Aunt Gail, I always felt like, was kind of living off the hog or something, but never really spent her money. And I know Grandma Elaine was super miserly and everything, but it was such a dwindling of an existence. And, like, there's always, like, people who can afford to do so, which, like, anyone, like, on that side of the family obviously could have afforded to take better care of Grandma Elaine, but when people really do love their parents or, like, want them to be okay, they put... I always wonder, like, that's where, like, people with good relationships end up. They end up in nice places. Like, something from... almost like from The Sopranos.
Like,
but...
I said to Joe when we were there and left, that my mother deserves to be in a place like this and not in the place she is now. It's not...
Well, yeah, she's in an apartment now, which she likes.
A staff driver that takes you anywhere.
Wow.
No tips.
Goodbye to Jack. All she does is complain about how, like, prices and people are gouging her and making things harder and uncomfortable. Yeah.
The meals are included. There's a snack bar. They have, like, art classes and TV rooms.
Have you even brought it up before at all?
I mentioned that I'm going to take her over there and show it to her.
Are you going to tell her that's where you're taking her? Probably not.
Yeah, I want her to go there. I think it's better for her to be our age. Younger.
You're not just going to, like, have her show, though. You're going to tell her we're driving to...
It's money to do something like that. I have to lay out a lot of money for her. And I'm not going to do that and move her out of her apartment without her wanting to do it. No.
That's true.
I'm not going to do that. So I have to try to bring her over this week. So that's why I have a lot of stuff to do today.
Wow.
You know? So I'm going to bring her over. So you could come on Friday. So that's
yeah. Nice. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you got a lot of packages, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, some of those are there are some big ones that are actually gifts for you guys. So, if you don't like all the packages and you don't like your own gifts, but what?
No, he had the air conditioning on. I was cold. It was the air conditioning was on. I didn't realize I was so cold.
Well, there's a gift for that, too.
Oh.
Nah, yeah. Maybe. No, there's so many things on Amazon, like luxury space heaters. Oh, did you see the article I sent you?
I just read it, yeah. But, I mean, yeah, that's pretty lousy.
I noticed it as well. I was looking for the Legos, and some of the Legos are in the hundreds of dollars. So they were selling multi-hundred dollars.
Oh,
like,
anyway, you could help me to guide me.
You need gifts.
That, like, Minecraft.
Minecraft, that's
Rolodex.
Fun. What?
So
what else?
Rolodex.
R-O-B-X?
R-O-B-E-X.
Robex. I've heard of Roblox.
Shooting thing from Robex. But if you see something from Minecraft, I don't know where to find that.
Amazon.
I don't want to get it online. It's going to take too long.
Why did you wait till 5 days before?
I ordered things from them, and they look like it looks so great. It's like nothing. It comes out like to be 2x2, you know?
Oh, well... It literally tells you the dimensions, so to not look at the dimensions.
Do they sell a place where you can get things like on Minecraft?
The answer used to be the mall.
At the mall? Yeah.
GameStop. What?
Oh, I see.
Go to GameStop.
What, is that a video game?
Yeah, it's a computer game. It's the most popular computer game. And it's very big because Minecraft videos on YouTube just got, it's hard to believe, but I think it was a trillion. It was either a trillion or 100 trillion. Minecraft broke the record on YouTube for views anything.
It's a video.
It is a video game with merchandise. What?
Is there a toy Minecraft, like a...
Yeah, they're very child-friendly because it's a game about bricks. It's like Legos, but virtual. But
right.
The characters look like blockheads, kind of like someone probably used to
know. I mean, I know Dina has bought him, Legos.
So go to GameStop, then, and ask for Minecraft.
Where is GameStop now?
The mall. Yeah, it's in the mall. What?
Anymore, right?
Yeah, it's in the mall. You can Google.
Yeah, I hate going to the bowling.
You could have helped enlist me to pick out really nice things on Amazon, though, a while ago. So keep that in mind before you're scrambling the week of Christmas.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you have nothing to do today and you can look for me...
Are you saying in person or online?
Look online, and if you can get something for free delivery before Thursday...
Yeah.
You know, see if you can get something.
Well, I think... But the delivery in Amazon is usually like 2 to 3 days, but with a holiday, it's like 5 to 6. But I'll send you things right now, and it will tell you the latest it will come by.
Uh-huh. Were you going to send it to my email or to my phone?
Your phone.
Okay. Well, no, if it's going to be past Christmas, forget it. I mean, although, I think I...
You could pay eight, if you don't want to be Jew, you could pay $8 more, and then they ship it before Christmas. If you pay like eight, if you pay 8 to 15 more, they ship it before.
I got him the Robex thing. I got him 2 things, and it's also from Nani. You know, it's also from Nani.
Are you asking me to get a gift for myself to them? I'll just send you the thing. So annoying. Yeah, I was doing the things you were asking. Why?
I can't hear you. What?
What did you want? Because I'm doing the things that you asked me about.
Minecraft and the Robex.
Oh, you want Robex too. Yeah, yeah. Minecraft, I think, would have more anyway, so.
Yeah. I mean, I was even thinking, I saw something recently once where it had pajamas, like, in Minecraft, like, with that figure. I saw it's like a figure.
I actually have it open right now.
Okay. Alright, so anything that you see, send it to me, and we'll take it from there.
Wait.
Okay.
Sorry, my phone was glitching. Wait. I don't know if there's actually that much.
I guess because I got one or two things, like, but it's from like me and Nani and Joe.
Yeah. Oh, you could get, if you use Harrison's Amazon Prime, you could get things by tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, so, I think this is cool. This is very in, they're expensive though, these things I found. They're like $30 each. They're very in with the things I've seen, like, at his... He honestly might even have them already.
What is it exactly?
It's like... I'll send it to you, but they're... It's kind of similar to the Hulk hands that, that you got for Molly. Oh, other sellers are doing it for half the price.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but a lot of these don't arrive before Christmas. Yeah, I'll send...
Yeah, I mean, if you could do that...
Wait... Here, look at the things.
Okay, I'm in the car. It's a little hard for me to see it in the car.
Well, I'm not verbally going to say that I'm sending it to you.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm
going to
get going
because
I want to
call
Nani. We're almost there. So let me
call Nani. Oh, so you are calling Nani.
I'm going to call her right now.
I didn't think you were.
Yeah. All right? But I'm not going to mention, you know, where I'm going or anything. I'm going to... You know what? She can't really hear me, and it just gets very confusing. So I'm just...
Maybe you should ask if he has these things for Minecraft, because, like, there aren't that many Minecraft toys, and these, like, seem to be popular ones, and they seem like things he has things like Hulk hands and things, and, like, this is kind of like the Minecraft version of Hulk hands. There's like a sword and a bow, but like because
it sounds like something they would have gotten him. Yeah.
It really does, but yeah. But there's also under it and recommended. There's like the same sword, only it light. Let me send you that. It lights up and it's like a lamp, but it is cute.
And it's a lamp for his room, but it looks like the Minecraft thing. That's cute.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Well, there are lamps. This one, I don't know if it's a stand-up lamp, but there are other ones. Wait. What happened?
What's... Right. You just made a move. Let me hang up, all right? I'm getting nervous in the car, talking. It's distracting him. It's very crowded. There's people out. Crazy.
Okay, I'm sending you the lamp.
All right, thanks. Love you. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye. Amazon is so fucked that they show double the price, and then it's like it's half underneath, though, if you go to this other person.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Who did this to you? Nani made you weak?
No, I'm just...
Oh, from your party.
Or... Yeah, and then I walked, like, 28 miles just now with Joan.
Oh.
So I'm going to take a nap. I'm really tired.
Are you in the Hamptons?
No, I'm working.
Oh, okay. It sounds like you're just on, like, a mini vacay before the holiday. Are we going to the Hamptons during the holiday, or is that not up for discussion right now? I guess you don't want to talk about it in openly. What?
Well, why are you asking me if you're talking while I'm answering you?
You don't sound like you're trying to conversate.
You asked me,
what?
Are we going? I said, we're going to go to Brooks on Saturday.
I know that. I've been dreading it. Well, of course, I'm so excited.
Huh? We can go Sunday and then maybe come back Tuesday or Wednesday.
Wait, I thought you wanted to spend some time... Oh, because are you next to him that there's a party surprise? Or...
No, I'm not next to him, but I have to be back by, like, Thursday.
Oh, I thought in the Hamptons you had said something sort of different, that we were actually going to the Hamptons more in New Year's time. I didn't hear that right.
Well, if we do that, then we would go.
After
the party.
No, because I thought I was going to stay with Nani for like a couple of days or something.
Well, I was going to say if we go after the party, then we'll go Thursday night or Friday morning till Sunday.
Right. I guess we'll do before then. So. Mm. It makes more sense.
Yeah.
No, I'm just going by the things you said. It doesn't sound like you even know. Wait.
We have to be back here for his birthday, so that's, you know.
It's later in the week, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's hard that it's late in the week.
Yeah, it is. So what else is doing?
Nothing.
You got a lot of packages.
What do you mean?
A lot of things.
More today. Since yesterday?
Another one came today.
Oh, wow. From Rupert?
Yeah.
Oh, well, because that was a double. He forgot something in the other one.
Oh,
It's so weird. It's fucked up. It's horrible. It's really not normal.
So Harrison's getting the real COVID test before he comes.
He's what are you talking about with me, though? How many COVID tests do I need to get? I don't leave my place.
PCR. He's getting the PCR. He's
did like, he or you say I have to go? Because he likes to be all no, the COVID police on me. I'm like, you're oh, okay, because he's well, he's so sick, he needed that anyway. But like, he there was a bit he was grouping me, like acting as if I'm out every single night, which he is doing, and he's allowed to go. He goes out way too much, but, and that's just for his personal mental health. I think his ability to did he get that promotion?
I don't know.
Well, it sounds like not if, like, it's Christmas and he doesn't know, but...
I said the same thing. And he said, no, I think I'm gonna... My boss is away.
That doesn't sound like the boss is talking to him that much.
Yeah.
When does the boss come back? After the promotions?
I don't know. I don't understand how he doesn't know before Christmas.
Well, no. Real promotions don't usually happen. In tax, it's actually different because they promote you after the tax season, but that's so different.
Mm.
Promotions usually are Christmas. Yeah, every time.
Daddy always heard before Christmas about his bonuses and his promotions before Christmas. I don't know. I don't know if they, you know. I don't know if every company does it differently. I don't really know.
Well, he said it was happening before Christmas. He said it.
I hope it's not in jeopardy. I don't know.
Well, what does he find out from this COVID test? It's going to be good news.
He doesn't say much, you know. He doesn't say much, really.
Well, because he probably isn't that confident about it. If it has a chance, it may not. But maybe he feels bad. Who knows? But I don't have COVID, so what is this about a PCR test? What are you saying?
Well, he's going to get it because he's definitely more exposed.
No, he said he was sick. And I heard witnessed that for 3 weeks, so. I don't have anything.
How are you feeling otherwise? How's your sores on your finger? And how's the bumps, the lymph nodes?
Yeah.
Are they still there?
It seems like it went down, and then, like, because I always, like, I don't know. I feel like once, like, I started getting, like, older, I would get, like, pimples or, like, a swell if, like, I leaned on my ear or something the wrong way at night. And, like, I kind of got, like, the feeling of one. Yeah, I think I do have one that, like, developed, like, a few days ago in the other ear. And the one, the original... like, third one that I thought I had, like, seems to be getting a little better. So, I have no idea.
Well, it doesn't sound good. You should still make an appointment for a doctor.
Right. That makes sense. That's something to think about. Yeah. You know it. Why?
I don't know. Take care of everything.
Yeah. Oh, hey. I guess I won't be able to stay with Nani for a few days with all this busy commotion and Joe's party. And well, if she comes to the Hamptons, then that would be nice. But that was a nice video, Sasha, you sent.
Yeah, I know it popped up.
Yeah.
I saw Haley's dog today. I was going to the party and she was outside. She was in the car and I was in a rush. But she goes, "You want to see my dog?" So she took the dog. Our dog is very cute.
Little, oh, what kind is it?
Little mini Labradoodle, and it's all
Now, is it going to grow to like even half of Ella's size?
No, I don't think it's going to be as big. No.
Like half of Ella's size would be the max.
Even smaller, I think.
Maybe like a third or a quarter, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't take her for like a small dog type woman, honestly.
Yeah.
I guess she's getting a little less jagged in her elder estate.
Who knows?
Yeah, who really knows?
The dog was cute.
What color?
Is it cold or warm in your apartment?
I don't know. How do you know? Did you remember I said one time that, like, the heat didn't feel like it was working? Or... Mm-hmm. No. It's definitely on, but, like, I think it's, like, sometimes I feel it and sometimes I don't. I don't even know if it's me or... Hard to say. Like, it's on. I go to check. It's hot on the thing. Very hot, actually. And I don't have control over it. But don't take too seriously, like, if I say, like, I'm cold, I guess. Do you have a list of things, like, on your iPhone that you saved what I said was wrong, or they're just entirely ruminating for
before? I don't know. I have to,
Right.
Carlson said something about that he has to change my suit. But Joe got the phone, his own phone, and he said...
Well, they do make it so that the SIM card has to be, like, updated or something, like, every few phones.
He said that. He said, do not...
Mm-hmm. Well, does he have the same phone?
Yeah, he's got a 13 Pro Max, yeah.
When did he get that?
He wanted it recently, like me.
Oh, so you just want a matching phone? Because couples do a couple-y thing. Yeah, I guess you don't want to. Didn't he have an older one for a while?
What? What'd you say?
I don't know. I have no clue about the sim. It's a simulated. It's a simulated.
My room is freezing. I'm under the
pump. Oh, really? I know, Harrison says, just put on lots and lots of sweaters. I'm like, well, I don't want to be cold or anything, but, well, do you have control of your heat?
Yes.
So then what, do you not want to put it up to, like, save money
or
because it's a fire
hazard? I put it up. I think I waited too long to put it up, so it's taking time to go up, but it will.
Okay, so then you're fine. It's at least you have control.
Yeah.
You're probably about to pass out.
I am. So tired.
Why?
I'm ready to take a nap.
Really?
What else is doing?
Nothing. You see Nani? No, I guess you wouldn't have even had a minute. You don't want to talk about that.
No.
Not at all. Oh. Sucks. Oh, I guess you need to hang up.
Unless you have anything else you want to say, honey.
I'm not sure. Oh, what time do we have to get there? I'll talk to you before Friday, but you said you want us to come, like, really early, and I don't even know if Harrison works on Friday. Like, knowing them, they probably do.
No, it's...
Didn't Dad always have to work on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, you're talking about here. You can come anytime. The food is going to be... We got to be there at 5:30.
Yeah, we went there New Year's 2 years ago, right?
You, me, and Joe?
Yeah, no, I was looking forward to the restaurant because it's a... Nice place, I remember, and it was.
And we had a nice time.
Yeah, good food.
Three of us went.
I know. Yeah. We'll get, like, steamed clams and red sauce.
Didn't want to come.
Yeah.
I guess Harrison was with Allie, right?
Wait. Now I'm wondering if it was Christmas or New Year's, because I had thought New Year's we did sushi and. We saw Star Wars.
That was another Christmas.
That was New Year's, yeah.
There was a holiday. Me, you, and Joe went to Soda.
That may have been Christmas Day because Harrison was with Allie.
Maybe.
I think that's what it was, and we saw Nani for lunch or something. Is what happened. I think that. Yep. Because I think we went to Amazon maybe that day and returned things. Or we did that the next day or something. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
It just seems
Have you not gone since?
We went like two weeks ago.
Oh, for the first time? No.
No.
Did. You go a lot?
No.
No?
Since I went with you, we must have went once.
Hmm. Okay, once. Oh, well, yeah, because of COVID.
And then we went once again, twice. Nice. Several times.
So I guess you guys don't go out to dinner really a lot.
Yeah,
though.
We do.
Oh, do you? Oh, you go to the nicer places? Fine. What?
No. Hamptons.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
I wonder how Ciro's is doing. We used to love it there.
Oh, they're out of business.
Ciro's went out? Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw like 60% of the places. So, and they were there for decades. Now, did Mama Teresa's go out?
No, but I haven't been in there.
I wonder if Grimaldi's is doing okay.
Yeah, I don't even know if they're still there.
You have no clue, yeah.
No.
Maybe we'll do that one night if you want.
So maybe we should go to the Hamptons and just hang out around here.
Well, I asked because you were bringing up the Hamptons, and if we want to go after Joe's birthday, I'm glad we discussed because
it could be nice staying around you. So.
We'll go to that Chinese place in Roslyn one night.
Yeah, we can do that. That's fun.
Oh, really? No, because I've been wanting good Chinese, and, like, the place here is fine, but, like, it's nice to do that, and I'll be able to see that anymore.
Great.
It is really good, and it's, like, a nice holiday-type place. What?
Yeah. We can go to Japanese, too.
Sure. Oh, yeah, either Wild Ginger or some other...
Yeah.
I was following your protocol.
Yeah.
I didn't know when the switch up occurred, but that's actually completely fine, honestly.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I don't care. The Hamptons is fun. I'll try to come out more. Wow. Zeros for so many years, but all right, you have to pass out, so.
All right, hon. We'll think of some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could do, like, a Starbucks day or a shop or whatever you want type day.
Maybe return gifts, whatever.
Return. Oh, that is the type of day we always have.
Mm.
No, I don't think I'll need to return. Maybe
very
I will.
Very low key.
That's funny you say that. Like, I've been told that before, that I take things too un... I de-locate.
What does that mean?
If it's low-key, I make it, like, more tense or stress just by over-analysis.
You know. What's the word?
I de-locate. Unlocal.
De-locate?
E-locale.
I've never heard of it.
They're, like, coding terms more so. Mm. But you have to hang on. No movies coming out.
No.
Bye.
Love you, hon. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sure.
Love you.
Good night. Love you.
Good night.
Bye. Bye. Terrible. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My brother. Oh my God, Mom! It's so dark. My brother's boss said. My brother's boss said I'm putting in for a promotion. His boss said, I'm putting in for a promotion for you. Then he went away on vacation, and my brother said he never came back. His boss. The boss was putting in a promotion, and then he never... The Indian guy. His boss.
He's not there?
No, the boss is gone.
Where did he go?
He went on vacay. Must be 3 hours. Shit looked like an AK. Nigga's
no,
strong.
Maybe he comes in late.
No. No, no, no.
Where is he sleeping?
He's gone.
Where is Harry sleeping?
Hal is out. Yes, dear.
Doesn't he tell you if he's going out?
I love my brother.
What?
I love you, dear.
I don't understand what you're saying.
My love.
You love what?
I love Joe.
Well, maybe he had a date.
Good. Good, good, good. No, I was out with him. The girl tried to smush and he said, bluff. I don't watch Survivor, though. That's what he said. And she ran away. I said, it wasn't meant to be. And my bro says, I'm not worried.
I don't know. How come he didn't come back?
Because the boss went on vacation. He went to Lyric for him.
One of them was black?
Yep.
The
boyfriend.
What?
Got a big old back black boyfriend.
I don't know.
Breaks back out all the rain rack. Well, right.
Who has the girl?
I had a dream. I was pitching VC. And it didn't go well.
Yeah. Where did he go to? A ball game?
Yeah.
Oh, he had tickets?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, those are the ones mommy had?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Where did he go with?
When someone
a
wants something from you, they respond immediately. When you can eat, ish, and die, they don't bug up.
Don't talk the way you're talking. Oh.
I do care. I am.
Don't talk like silly.
Yeah.
Talk. It's a 2-year-old.
I know it.
So what do you do with it?
Because I'm scared and I'm bad. Oh, my. I'm a lily paste. I'm Lily.
Talk like normal.
Yeah.
Did you have dinner?
I have leftover T-Bell because Chipotle was fucking shitting out some
car. Oh, you're waiting for him to have dinner? Forget it. He probably went to eat.
He went to sleep with the boyfriend.
Oh, he was exhausted.
Yeah. Yep, yep. No.
Where do you usually go with
The
him?
Boss did not promote him. The what? Boss didn't promote him, bro. The boss did not promote him.
Alright, what time did he come back?
I'll let you know. I'll give you a call before morning. I'm going to wake up now.
You're going to sleep now?
Yeah, I have to wake up. Yeah.
Who?
David, my dear.
That girl?
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name?
Daisy.
Is she a 9-year-old?
Maybe.
You better be careful that you don't get in trouble with
underage children.
Yeah. I love you.
You don't want to bother with it, don't bother.
Okay.
There's enough girls around.
Right.
Will I see you this week?
I don't know.
When are you going to mommy?
Friday.
Friday?
Yeah. No.
So why don't you come down?
I thought so too.
Huh?
I'm staying later.
How come you're not coming? You won't be there Thursday?
I was at a house. Yeah.
Where are you sleeping? At mommy's?
Yeah. I love you.
I don't know. Mommy went out and had a wedding to go to. Go! Alright, I'm sleeping, Alex.
What?
Say goodnight, honey.
Why? I do. Can I sing for you, Dolly? I want a Dolly to...
I'm so sleepy.
Then I sing for you.
Good night, sweetheart.
My dear. Listen
be
up.
Be careful.
My dear?
Good night, my darling.
I love you.
I love you. Be a good boy. Don't get into trouble fighting people.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, I'll say goodnight.
My love?
Goodnight, my sweetheart.
My baby. Hey,
and
baby.
Go
what?
And go from job. What are you sitting home like a chicken making eggs?
Ah! Quack! Quack! What? Pluck, pluck!
Pluck, 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 pluck,
pluck, pluck, pluck, pluck, pluck, pluck, my dear. Yeah.
I'm more than just an option. Refuse to be forgotten.
My dear.
Taking over, I better find your loving. I better find your
what,
heart.
Dear?
I better find your loving. I better find your heart.
My love.
I better find
your
love.
I do care.
I better find your all my love. And nothing's gonna tear us apart. I'm more than
just laugh my ass off. Fuck sending Aspie resume including mad amounts of address done email address dial phone dial texting Tinder penis box let myself LinkedIn ID Twitter handle IG and Facebook ish a muffler shut the fuck Uplish, you're not getting my Skype name yet. I don't hear anyone. Also, ish left myself ish 12, filth, you know. Contact me the same way I contact you. Left myself fuck all this desperate triumph over that probably. Why you're single and jobless? Asian people moving for COVID. The only thing that matters is connection, they say. People murder or kill themselves, it don't matter, cause connection happened. Facebook, like you all right now. Ish, that logic should be the biggest thing. The fastest path to a click is anger. It's 5 times cheaper than empathy and compassion. People are drawn to engage with extremism, even if they don't like it. What, yeah? I love you. Oh, my baby. She calls me baby. I want her in me. Call me Toby. You are so beautiful to me. Ba 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 ba. When it gets the twin and you don't, you gotta. 5 times cheaper than empathy and compassion. People are drawn to engagement with extremists, even if they don't like, if they know it's just cause that's outrageous. Love myself, they interacting with. It's the least controversial shit since sliced bread I can comment. They say they don't like the kid Eddie. They, oh my god, cause they believe it's their job on this world to analyze it and find their morality. And the contrast to it, some foulness off all that stone. Dwell ugly, dwell in village. We all talk to cut. When will they ever know? Newton, Hamilton, Edison, Einstein, Stephen, Elon, Oaken. The world seems so obsessed with kissing our ass of the people with pilot. A sucking day off these off one type people. I am an equal, I'm an eagle. I am so much fucking damn steeple. They know, oh, the world. They rocking with the phone. These awful tarot things. Hi. Yeah, people mean like I'm anti-cloud. I try starting fights without them and hating them and then making them feel as nothing as possible. So maybe they know for a brief second draw how I am in life. If they don't play, no, they ain't got a clue. Don't care if it blood. Why would I do that? Dick from them, they don't want to do it from the upper side. If not, drop me. Not a two-two-one. And you're just dwindling, falling, swindling. Play with rats and allies. CNN every week. Biden suffers twin political blows. Those highs, even the more I talk about me, the less I like to feel it. Ugly wanna be there so much as a monk. I don't give it a fuck. Absolutely. Neo, Joe DiMaggio Mansion. It all depends, though. Manso, Monroe, Isham, Dunk, Maddie, Homo, Bro, Us. It's so dunk a debelello dweller. Why is Green Bay done playing on Christmas? Cause a muckler Rogers got no family. And both teams do what Rogers' rate needs. Ish lab myself on pro ratio. A done day, no homie. We all muckler. Kill each other like my ass done twice. If we need had family and no football, we hate we ish so me. Ish that's so good. Why won't you make me that guy? Leaders had no family. Does you Elon Musk and Twy and Jordan Tana Belfort Delpertson Sonia O'Grey Twy another white arse ho intellectual neo Nazis yell got them the behind who think they know what's best in every case always so bombastic service to Cantios that be dosed in Twashi the magical tusk is called a fuss it's a dust bra Musk it's us it's a must damn it eager it's just. You think the city makes black people that angry? No, it's the poverty. Wrong boys have it. I do the ill politicians think stay too stupid, you know. Oh, here am I, you and Ray, and they gonna be them. What, dear? I love you. I love you so. I can never let you. And if there's a reason, it's lost with me. Show me a treason. I guess we'll bleep. I hated SNL always all along. That cowbell was so crummy. Taking the best actors, stars, and singers. Don't call me celebrity. Now you won't ever think I'll be on that show. You limiting your cast, fear suicide bomber. So I am bombastic like a Bronx. Uh-oh, Harlem Globe Tribunal. You just don't think New York has a violent people, cause your lip dodge and hogwash. Most of the people committing violence here are blacks, and you won't commit me. What, dear? I'm so sad. Yeah, down by El Canto, amount people do versus stuff they legit think that the world keeps fucking up, cause we act all far smarter than each other. Good night, dear. Think also far less willing to do any fuck for free than you'd think the amount people do was done, leech. It's all ready. Like 80% leech, 20% do for self, and others think, oh my godish, so all the ish about handouts is fake out, keeping them alive. Is a handout like, say, from predators and disish? I just know to finish the job. It's a normal moral thing. Naughty and bon Natale. Do not happy. It's a holiday. People who don't work Cambodia, I make ish in Vietnam. I am singing Bratline song. You can watch the menu, are so gay, you fuckers, come on, learn to come to Sven. Can see it's a golly shrally like 20,000 years in a golly, but in today's ages, does not matter. They think mocking me so fun, not hiring me is so better than an ancestor, stupid as to no concept of taking the Bible for programs, jams in the twin. I will now get in if I have to kill them, and I don't know what will be so 2020 if the ass. While I'm in prison at my trial, invigorated eternity, mortality is what the terrorists now want. And all the pink and stinking, I don't got Aguilero. Now twist the pussy, ain't no quality. Fake song. All those people think they have so many friends and fuck bitches too. Now you're back.
Right, turn off the lights. We gonna lose our minds tonight. What's the dealio? I love when it's all too much. 5 a.m. turn the radio up. Where's the rock and roll? Body crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong.
spy. It's so on right now.
It's so fucking on right now.
Body crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. And all the right ways are underdogs. We will never be anything but loud. And maybe gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on and raise your glass? Just come on and raise your glass. Won't you come on and raise your glass?
Is empty. That sucks.
So if you're too school for cool, and you treat it like a fool, you can choose to let it go. We can always party on our own. So raise your glass.